Quality Comfort. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Wednesday?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I spoke to you a couple days ago regarding Google Guaranteed. Do you remember speaking with me? Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. So I was just calling to follow up. Did you guys have a chance to take a look at it? Do you guys have any questions?
Yes, we've talked about it briefly. If you can give me a call back Friday, we're making a final decision Friday because we are planning on looking at between you, Angie Leads, and a couple other platforms, Service Direct, I think, but all kind of seem to have a similar platform, so to speak. So if
right.
you can give me a call, I'd say Friday, then we'll have a for sure answer for you.
Okay. What time works best for you?
Let me tell you right now.
Yeah.
Friday. One o'clock on Friday should be good.
1 p.m. All right, got you. And just real quick, too, because I know I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up here, so I hear about all the other lead programs, which they're all great, right? They bring leads, et cetera. But just so you guys know, and obviously do your own due diligence, and you'll be able to see it, but the main difference with Google Guaranteed compared to all the other ones, Thumbtack, Angie Leads, Networks, et cetera, is the lead. You don't like share the lead with other companies because they're literally picking you and calling you directly, and you have an automatic dispute system. So you're only paying for the lead when you actually schedule an estimate or if you quote them over the phone. The other lead programs charge you regardless, and you have to manually submit disputes. So just something to think about, you know?
Now, okay. In terms of, because here's another thing that I'm having issues with is becoming mm-hmm. Google Guaranteed. So basically when someone types in HVC near me, we're pretty far down on the list. I received an email today, actually. To be completely honest, I'm getting probably 20 phone calls a day. I'm not over-exaggerating. From Google IQ and other places, which is kind of getting a little bit on the annoying side. Kind of basically saying the same thing, that they can help us with yada, yada, yada. So obviously I'm just a little reluctant to do anything because I don't know if this is spam. I don't know.
Right. So in the email that I sent you, it has a link to, like, our Google reviews. We've been in business 19 years. I know who you're talking about. It's actually AdIQ. They're another search engine optimization company. We offer SEO here too, like ranking you organically on the map section. We do Google ads, pay-per-click, social media ads. What I was discussing with you though specifically, which I'm not sure if AdIQ offers it, is our Google Guaranteed platform. So just a pay-per-lead service.
That's our main thing, is becoming Google Guaranteed. So if by doing this mm-hmm. platform with you, does that help us become Google Guaranteed?
Yes, ma'am. We're a Google Premier partner. We have a dedicated rep from Google to our company. So we take you through the whole process, getting you verified, setting your lead budget so that you can effectively like show in the Google Guaranteed section, not just at the bottom of the list. And then we go through like the subcategories, the target area. Basically, we manage it for you.
Because I've pretty much done everything that I can think of to our platform and such, and I keep getting the same thing. For example, I actually got an email this morning saying, where is it at? This is from Local Service Ads. Exciting news, you're all set. View your dashboard now. And I got another one saying that you were Google Guaranteed, or congratulations, you are now Google Guaranteed. But when I click on us on Google, it's still not showing Google Guaranteed. So I log in and I go in under like business verification leads, policy managers, and it's saying that we haven't met the criteria of the 5 reviews. However, if you look at our reviews, we have several reviews.
Yeah.
So not exactly sure if there's like a button that I'm not checking. I'm not exactly the best when it comes to computers and technology. I'd rather just be out in the field. I hate doing this shit.
Right.
My language. But if for you guys can help me with that side of it, that would definitely help. My husband will also be here later on this evening, so I'll be able to talk to him. So, yeah, if you can give me a call Friday, I'd say between 12:30 and 1, that should be a good time for us to have a decision.
Right. To kind of just follow up on what you said there, so we have a team that they work on Google Guaranteed all day. Like, that's what they do. I'm the main person that sets the accounts up. It was kind of like by chance that your call came to me because I was taking overflow from, like, our base department that sets up SEO and Google Ads, et cetera. So to answer your question, though, we run across that all the time where clients, like, can't get their reviews linked or they can't get their insurance approved, and it's usually something super simple. What will happen is our team, they'll walk you through adding us on as manager to your CID, which is basically your Google Guaranteed account. So you're still the owner on it. We're just added on as a manager. That way we could link the reviews, make sure everything's rolling on there.
I gotcha. That would be helpful.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
And then again, roughly, how many leads are we projected to get per week?
So our minimum requirement is 13 qualified leads, which it'll be 3 to 4 leads per week, essentially, at that number. Now, I have clients that have a much, like, I got a guy in New York that has a 200 lead monthly budget, right? So you can always increase the amount that you take on. What every single client of mine has done, except for one, though, just to be completely transparent, they usually start at the minimum budget requirement to get a feel for it, see how it works, and usually, unless they're, like, part-time, they end up increasing their lead flow. So 13 leads, though, is the minimum budget requirement per month.
Now, in the Google, so, and again, dummy this down for me, Google local service ads, is that the same as you guys?
Same thing. Google Guaranteed, okay. Local service ads, it's the same thing. We say Google Guaranteed. When you get the emails and stuff, though, they'll come over as local service ads. People just love Google Guaranteed better, the word. Like, when I say local service ads,
yeah,
they're like, what are you talking about?
Talking about the same thing kind of thing.
Same exact thing.
So
yes,
I basically, I have our budget set up in here, if I did this correctly. I don't even know where the fuck to go to find that. Profile and budget, there we go. But it hasn't even charged us, so.
Because you're not approved yet for Google Guaranteed. So prior to doing that, what will happen is our onboarding team, we're going to make sure that you're not, like, double billed, right? So
that was going to be my exact next question, because I have it set up for an average weekly budget just for $78, just until I actually got approved, and then we were probably going to up that. But it's not even charging us, obviously, but underneath where it says your ad is on, Quality Comfort Heating and Air, says Google Guaranteed Check, but we're not Google Guaranteed yet still. So
that'll be part of the transfer process to make sure that you're not being billed, we're being billed by Google, and then we're billing you. So you don't have to worry about disputing leads on your own or any of that stuff. You have access to our automatic dispute system. Everything's done through us. Like, basically, it's our job to get you approved. You won't be double charged. In fact, if you're doing Google Guaranteed on your own, like, there's no way for us to do it and for you to do it too, because we don't want to bill you twice, type of thing, if that makes sense.
Okay, perfect.
You know.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Give me a call, Dan, on Friday, 1 o'clock, and I'll have an answer for you.
Sounds like a plan. You have a great rest of your Wednesday and Thursday, and I'll talk to you on Friday, okay?
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. You're welcome, Tina. Bye.